20节。
I think we should read in Chinese or you want to read English? Probably Chinese. Chinese? You want to read in English or Chinese?
Oh, I'll be reading in English.
Okay, sure. Just go
translate.
Ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, 他开始来读第十节。
Oh,
第六章
I'm sorry,
chapter
yeah.
six.
Chapter
six, verse 10.
Verses 10
through
20. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We all on the same page? Okay. So it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
我还有末了的话。你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wills of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
For we struggle not against flesh and blood.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But against principalities, against powers.Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the day of evil.And having done all to stand.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
靠着圣灵，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador in bonds.That therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
就是刚才二十节，我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲了。
Okay. Start with a quick prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, give me the strength to teach this lesson this morning.
主啊，求你给我力量，让我能今天早晨讲这课。
And thank you for bringing us all together safely.
谢谢你把我们大家安全地带到这里。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
Okay. So this passage is about the resources that God gives us to fight our daily battles.
所以呢，这个是神给我们的武器，让我们在每日的征战中所可以应用的兵器。
Now they say that if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan.
所以呢，他们说，如果你想让神听到神对你的喜笑的声音呢，就告诉神你的计划。
Today, what I would say is, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him you can't do something that you were called to do.
但是今天我想说的是，如果你想听到神喜笑，告诉神你靠，你可以，你不能做任何他呼召你去做的事情。
See the See, the devil likes to keep us down.
魔鬼撒旦想要让我们很沮丧。
By using these powers against us.
他用这些来抵挡我们。
Now, in American culture, we call these powers the man.
在美国的文化里边，我们称呼这些是人的力量。
And this could be your boss.
或者是你的老板。
It's anybody that likes to tear you down instead of build you up.
是任何人想要压倒把你压倒，而不是想要建造你。
A lot of times when these people can't do something themselves, they tell you you can't do it to make themselves feel better.
有些人呢，他自己做不到，他就会告诉你你也做不到，让他们自己感觉好一些。
The enemy doesn't want you filled with the Spirit.
仇敌撒旦不想让你被圣灵充满。
If you're filled with the Spirit, you have something to believe in other than besides the people and things of this world.
如果你被圣灵充满，你就会相信一些这个世界上的人和人所不相信、不知道的东西。
And therefore you live for God in everything you do.
所以这样你就在每件事情上都可以为神而活。
Now in sports,
在体育方面
we use the expression to have heart.And,
have heart?
Yeah, to have heart.
就是在体育中他们要说你要有这个勇气。
And what it means is that you'll always give your absolute best.
就是说你尽你的全力。
Okay. An example of this.
这个一个例子就是。
I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Facing the Giants.
有没有大家看过前一段美国有个基督徒的电影叫面对巨人。
In there, there's a scene.
在里边有一幕是
where the coach asks one of his players to do the death crawl all the way to halfway up the field.
然后呢，他其中有一幕就是教练让他的队员就是爬到这个运动场的中央，大概有爬25米。
The coach blindfolded the player.
但是呢，这个教练呢，把这个运动员的这个他的眼睛给蒙起来，所以呢，他就不能够说他看不见的时候就想放弃。
So this kid's crawling up the field.
所以呢，这个小孩就爬到这个运动场中。
And he starts to get tired.
然后他就开始累了。
But the coach keeps telling him.Give me your absolute best.
然后这个教练就告诉他说：“你要尽你的全力，做你最好的。”
Your absolute best.
你要做你尽你的全力。
As they get further and further down the field.
当他们往前爬的越来越深的时候，越往前爬的越来越远的时候
，The kid keeps trying.
这个小孩就尽他的全力。
And finally, at the end of the field, the kid collapses.
但到最后，这个小孩就累倒了。
The coach takes the blindfold off the kid.
然后这个教练呢，就把他的蒙着他眼睛那个布给挪开。
And tells him, "Look where you are. You're in the end zone."
他说：“你看看，你现在已经不是走了一半，而是到了这个场地的最后。”
He went double the distance the coach had told.
他就是其实他走的是超过了是那个教练让他走的这个距离的两倍。
So I want to bring you to Colossians.
所以我想让大家看到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
That's, yeah. Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西第三章。
Verses 23 through 24.
第23、24节。
And he says, And whatsoever ye do,
他无论做什么
do it heartily as to the Lord.
都要从心里做，像是给主做的。
And not unto men.
不是给人做的。
Knowing that The Lord shall receive the reward of the inheritance.
因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。
For ye serve the Lord Christ.
因为你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
See, there are good people. There are good people and good things in this world.
在世界上有一些好的人，也有一些良善的事。
But they're here today and gone tomorrow.
但是他们今天在，明天就没了。
And I believe it's Matthew 24:35.
我觉得是马太福音二十四章三十五节。
I'm gonna keep my place here. Yeah, Matthew 24:35.
马太福音二十四章三十五节。
Says heaven and earth shall pass away.
天地要废去。
But my words shall not pass away.
我的话却不能废去。
So the things of this world, both good and bad, are only temporary.
不管这个世界上的事情是好是坏，都是短暂的。
But God is eternal.
但是神是永恒的。
So while we struggle with these powers,
当我们和这个空中属灵的这个恶魔征战的时候，
it is important to pray.
很重要的就是我们要祷告。
Now Luke 11:9,
在路加福音十一章十九节，
says this.
这样说道。
I say unto you,
just keep going, finish your work.
Okay. I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you.
路加福音 I don't think that's the verse. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's not. 就是说，我想他可能是另外一个出处，说，你们凡祈求的就。Verse 10, 路加福音十一章第十节， oh. 凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Okay. So God will give you the resources. God will give you the resources you need, but it's not always obvious.
神会给你所需要的这些一定这个力量这个资源，但是并不是总是很明显。
A good example is when a new preacher starts his new ministry.
就像一个新的牧师开始他的一个新的事工。
But he can't fill his church.
但是呢，教会里却还是没有人。
Now some folks,
没有很多人。
Okay. Now some folks might say, maybe this isn't really your calling.
所以有的人就会说，哦，可能这个就不是神呼召你要去做这项事工。
Or maybe God is just forging that new preacher into what He wants him to be.
或者神在塑造这个牧师。成为他神要他成为的人。
Sometimes it's hard to understand why God makes us go through the trials and tribulations that He gives us.
有的时候很难理解神为什么让我们会走过或者经历这些难处这些困磨难。
But a lot of times He's forging us into the people that He wants us to be for His purpose.
很多时候神塑造我们要把我们塑造成他所要让我们成为的样子。
A good example is Job.
一个很好的例子就是约伯。
God took everything he had.
神把他所有的都拿去了。
And when God did that, Job said.
但是当神这样做的时候，约伯说。
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
耶和华赏赐的是耶和华，拿去的也是耶和华。
And then he got sick.
然后他就生病了。
Always Job had faith.
但是约伯呢，一直持守他的信心。
And he never cursed God.
然后他从来没有咒诅神。
Then after all was said and done,
他所有他做了这一切以后，
God took everything he had and doubled it.
然后神又加倍的赏赐他。
So in verses 15 through 17,
所以在以弗所书第六章十五到十七节。
Verses 15 through 17 describe the spiritual suit of armor.
这讲到了这个属灵的这个军装。
Now the interesting thing about the suit of armor.
讲到这里有趣的事情关于这个军装是。
Is the first piece of the suit that Paul describes is the belt.
保罗第十四章到第十四节到十七节，然后他讲的第一。保罗讲的第一个这个军装的一个这个就是带子腰带。
Now when we think of a suit of armor,
当我们想到军装的时候，
we have to ask the question.
我们要问的是，
can any one of these pieces stand by itself?
所有的这些军装中的这个每一个部件，它是不是自己可以站立在自己立在那儿了？
In other words, if I go into battle with just my helmet on,
就说比如说我上阵只戴了头盔，可以吗？
Do I stand a chance?
我有没有能够保护自己呢？
And the answer is probably no.
答案是否定的。
So picture a suit of armor.
所以想一下这个军装。
And if any one of these pieces is missing, it leaves the soldier exposed.
如果他缺了这个军装中的任何一件，这个士兵就很容易受到被攻击，受伤害。
In the Christian life, we have three major things that keep us on track.
所以呢，在基督徒的生活中，我们有三件主要的事情让我们能够行在这个路道上。
We have the church.
我们第一个有教会。
We have the Bible.
我们有圣经。
And we have prayer.
第三个，我们有祷告。
And each one of these is equally as important.
这每一样都以同等的重要。
I like to think of it like school.
我就觉得就像一个学校。
In school you have the lecture.
在学校里面你有这种比较舒服的奢华的东西。
Which is church for us.
I know. Lecture, okay.
Lecture, yeah.
Okay. 在学校里面你好像是说是好像是他有讲课，这对我们来讲这就像是教会。
You also have a textbook.
然后你也有教科书。
Which for us is the Bible.
教科书，我们的教科书就像等同于我们的圣经。
You also have homework.
然后你还有家庭作业。
Which is prayer.
这个家庭作业就是祷告。
And I would even add to that, living a life of service.
就是让我们能够过出来一个服侍的生活，过一个服侍的生活。
If you have a friend that's having trouble, help him out.
如果你的朋友有麻烦，你帮助他。
And actually, as a tutor myself,
我自己是帮别人补课的。
I've seen students that come to me.
我看到学生来找我。
And they say, "Oh, I'm just going to attend the lecture, and I'll be able to pass the class."
那个学生就说，他说我只是去上课了，那我应该就可以把这门课我就应该能通过。
Often I'll see them probably a couple months later.
但是再过一两个月我再见到他们的时候。
And you know what they tell me?
他们告诉我什么？
I had to withdraw from the class.
他说我这门课必须要退掉了，退掉这门课了。
I failed it.
因为我没法通过。
So you can't, so in school,
所以在学校里边。
All three of these pieces have to come together.
所以这三样都很重要。
And no one of them can stand by themselves.
你不能说只是只参加只做一样。
And a lot of them learn that the hard way.
很多学生呢是通过一个很艰难的方式学到这个功课的。
So let's examine what Paul is describing in these passages.
所以我们来看看保罗在这个里边他是怎么来描述这些军装的。
The suit of armor.
第一个，他怎么样描述这个军装的
？Okay. So picture a Roman soldier suiting up for battle.
想想这个罗马士兵要准备上阵了。
And isn't it interesting that the first thing he describes is the belt of truth?
是不是很有意思？就是他第一个描述的是那个真理的带子。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14.
在以弗所书第六章十四节。
Now, for the Roman soldier,
对罗马的士兵来讲
the belt held the whole suit together.
这个带子把整个那个军装呢都扎在一起。
There we go. It held the whole suit together, and it also stored his weapons.
就是说，这个带子呢是把他的那个军装呢给扎紧了，然后这个带子上面还可以挂他的各样兵器。
We need to be rooted in the truth.
所以我们要扎根于真理上之上。
Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命。
There's the belt.
这个就是当时罗马士兵的这个带子。
So next is the breastplate of righteousness.
下一个是公义的护心镜。
Now for the Roman soldier.
对罗马士兵来讲。
This covered his heart.
这个护心镜是保护他的心脏。
And often when we use the word heart, we describe the character of a person.
当我们用心来，基本上我们是用心这个词来描述一个人的一个特征、性格、品格。
As an example, we might say,
作为, 一个例子, 我们可以说,
See that kid there? He's got a real good heart.
你就说, 哎, 看那个小孩, 他的心很好。
Or,
或者我们会说,
See that kid there? He broke a window last fall. He's got a real bad heart.
说那个小孩, 去年把那个窗户打破了, 他的心可不好。
Now I want to give to you
some,
a quote from a philosopher, I believe Lao Tzu.
从一个那个哲学家里边,
Lao Tzu? Lao Tzu?
从一个哲学家里的一个他的讲的。
They say, watch your thoughts, they become words.
他说, 要小心你的思想, 这个思想会成为行动。
Watch your words, they become actions.
他的思想会变成言语, 言语会变成行动。
Watch your actions, they become your habits.
小心你的行动, 你的行动会成为你的习惯。
And watch your habits, they become your character.
小心你的习惯, 你的习惯会变成你的品格。
For it becomes your destiny.
然后最后就成为你的注定的命运。
So it's important to be grounded in the truth.
所以很重要的是我们扎根于真理之上。
And it's also important to do the right thing.
很重要的也是要做这个对的事情。
This is how you develop good character.
这是你是怎么样来建立你的品格的。
Because your thoughts,
因为你的思想,
your words, your actions, your habits,
言语行为和你的习惯,
all become part of your character.
最后都会成为你品格的一部分。
And then your character becomes your legacy.
然后你的品格会成为你 以后人留下来的这个传说。
So this next piece of armor
所以再一个这个, 军装的一部分就是,
is the shoes.
就是平安的鞋。
And that's Ephesians 6:15. And it talks about the shoes of peace.
讲到平安的鞋。
Now often when you see soldiers training, for example,
比如说你看到士兵受训的时候,
they march together and sing cadence.
然后他们会, 一边那个行军一般会唱军歌。
And what it's designed to do is it's designed to bond them together into a unit.
因为这样子呢, 让他们成为一个整体。
Paul is describing walking together in fellowship.
保罗讲到说, 同行, 彼此之间有这个, 有这个交通。
So we talked about how in school you have to attend the lecture as part of the class.
所以我们讲到在学校里面你必须要去上课。
Also in class,
还有在上课的时候,
you end up working with your classmates.
你跟你的, 跟你的这个同学一起工作, 一起合作。
And I can tell you that all of my college friends that I've ever met,
就是我大学里的同学,
it's been because we've had to work together on class projects.
我们之所以, 成为朋友, 是因为我们在教, 课堂里边, 我们一起做一个, 一起工, 一起合作。
In the Christian life, we need each other.
在基督徒的生活中, 我们需要彼此。
Well, and sometimes walking is how you bond with people.
另外一种方式就是我们同行, 也是我们彼此之间能够有连结的一种方式。
You might go on a walk with a friend.
你可能跟一个同学一起去散步。
So now we describe the shield of faith.
所以现在我们讲了这个, 信心的盾牌。
Ephesians 6:16.
6,
now this shield on a Roman soldier covered his whole body.
这个罗马士兵的这个盾牌呢, 是整个遮住他的整个身体。
And actually, if you've ever seen in the movies,
如果你看过电影的话,
sometimes they would put these shields on top of each other to shield them from darts,
所以他,
arrows.
他们有时候就把这个盾牌就是彼此放在上面, 就遮住对, 遮住, 把你的战友给遮住, 这样呢, 让那个火箭打不到, 就是敌人的箭射不到他们。
And it's designed as an outer defense.
它是一个, 一个就是一个保卫你的一个兵器。
Almost like that voice inside your heart.
就像你心里所听到的这个微小的声音。
that says you can when others say you can't.
当别人告诉你不行的时候。
Often we have to rely on faith to get us through tough times.
所以我们需要这个信心带领我们经过这个度过这个艰难的时刻。
Kind of like Psalm 23, verse 4.
诗篇二十三篇第四节讲到的。
Where it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,"
他说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷
"I will fear no evil,"
也不怕遭害
"For thou art with me,"
因为你与我同在
"Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me,"
你的杖你的竿都安慰我
So I can think of many valleys,
所以我可以想过很多幽谷
where we need a lot of faith when.
我们需要很多的信
or when we run on faith alone
我们就是需要信心来经过这些
for some of us it might be poverty
有些这个幽谷可能是贫穷
some of us it's a test
有的时候是考试
even sickness
或者是疾病
sometimes public speaking
有的时候是当众讲话
often we may think we can't when if we turn to JesusWe can through him.
通常我们觉得我们做不到，但是当我们转向耶稣的时候，我们靠着他就可以做到。
As Philippians 4:13 says,
就像腓立比书第四章十三节所讲的
，I can do all things through Christ.
我靠着那加给我力量的
，which strengthens me.
凡事都可以做。
And finally,
最后
，the suit of armor.
这个军装。
Ends with the helmet of salvation.
最后的一件兵器就讲到救恩的头盔。
By now,
到现在为止
our soldier is pretty suited up.
现在我们的士兵已经装备好了，要准备上阵了。
Now, what used to happen after the soldier had all his armor on?
当这个士兵装备好了之后，穿上军装以后。
The breastplate, the shield, and all of that.
当他穿上这个护心镜，拿上这个盾牌的时候
，he was so suited up that he could hardly move.
他穿上这个军装，因为他这个军装很严谨，他甚至都不能走路。
And the last piece of armor, his helmet.
最后他的这个这个头盔呢
，had to be handed to him.
必须是别人就是交给他，递给他。
Now at this point, Now the gift of salvation,
所以这个
has to be received.
救恩的这个礼物呢，必须是你要接受的。
Question is, do you want it?
问题是你是不是想要它
？So to conclude,
所以呢，最后的结论就是
，no piece of armor is effective on its own.
没有，就是这个军装靠它自己是没有效用的。
All these pieces of armor have to work together to be effective.
这些所有的这个军装的每一件呢，都要在一起。
In the Christian life,
在我们基督徒的生活中
，we need the church.
我们需要教会。
Which is where we have lecture.
就是在这里我们受训。
And we also fellowship.
我们也需要，我们彼此也有交谊。
The word of the Bible.
我们需要神的话。
Is our textbook.
神的话好像就像我们的教科书似的。
And also, God speaks to us through His word.
然后神也是通过他的话语对我们讲话。
We also need prayer.
然后我们也需要祷告。
That's how we speak to God.
Receive God.
That's how we speak to God.
哦，我们祷告中跟神讲话。
Oh, he says, asking ye shall receive.
他说你们求就得着。
Now, that isn't to say keep in mind that what you want isn't always what you need.
要记住你所要的并不总是你所求的并不总是你所需要的。
You may not get what you want, but you'll always get what you need.
你不会总会得到你心里所向往的，但是你会得到你所需要的。
So all these pieces of armor have to work together.
所以这些所有的军装都应该就在一起才有效用。
Much like a suit of armor.
就像这个军装一样。
So how am I doing with time?
Still have 20 minutes.
Okay. So, any questions?
大家有什么问题？
Questions. Okay. So yeah.
So you.
Yes.
温牧师说，如果我就是把所有的军装都穿上了，但是有一件军装里有一件我没穿上，会怎么样呢？
Then it doesn't. It leaves you exposed in some area.
他就说，那你就会某些方面就会。很容易受到攻击。
So as an example,
比如说一个例子就是
，Maybe I go in with just my sword and my shield.
比如说我上战场只带了剑和盾牌。
And you know, which I mean, it'll help me.
会帮助我。
But then the rest of my body is exposed.
但是我的身体的别的部位就会被就是被暴露。
And I would think that something like this.The enemy soldier can get close.
然后这个敌军呢可以离你近一些。
Typical Roman soldier had a long sword.
就是典型的这个罗马士兵都有一个很长的矛，一个枪。
For to keep people at a distance.
他这个枪那么长，就是为了让那个敌人离他远一些，就是。
And he also had a dagger.
然后他有一个匕首。
For when people get really close.
当有人离他很近的时候，敌人离他很近的时候。
Also, without the belt, you wouldn't have your weapons.
如果没有这个袋子呢，你就没有地方，就是说放这个匕首，挂这个匕首。
So an enemy soldier could get close and cut you.
所以这个敌人呢就可以离你很近，就是刺你、刺杀你。
And actually, similarly,
在同样的情况呢，就是
we talked about how we have the church, the Bible, and the
我们讲呢，要有教会，要有圣经
，and fellowship，
然后要有彼此的交谊。
A lot of times, for example, if you don't read the Bible，
如果你不读你的圣经
，but you go to church and you fellowship，
但是你来教会，只是彼此之间有这个交谊。
Nowadays, a lot of people quote the Bible。
有过去人们是常常的就是引用圣经。
Or rather, they think they're quoting the Bible.
或者他们觉得他们是，或者现在有些人会引用圣经，或者他们觉得他们在引用圣经。
And so you have to be on your game with that.
所以你必须要知道你的圣经。
That way, because we also have to lead people in the life.
Lead.
I'm sorry.
你要带领人进到这个。
Lead people in the Christian life.
你要带领人进到基督徒的生活中，生活中。
So we have to be able to correct them.
所以我们要知道神的话语，我们才知道正确的方向。
When they misquote the Bible.
当他们如果他们引用圣经是引用错误的话，那我们你自己如果我们不知道圣经，就没有办法纠正它。
Any other questions?
还有问题吗
？Yes, that's.Yes, that's it. Oh, got one back there. Yes.Yes. Okay. The helmet of righteousness.
他在问的问题就是说，他觉得他在问说，这个信德的盾牌和这个救恩的头盔有什么区别？因为圣经上罗马书曾经讲到说，没有一个人是义人，所以我们本身是没有公义的，我们的义来自于神 的救恩，因为我们得到救恩，所以我们才有这个公义。那他的问题就是说，这个盾牌，信德的盾牌跟这个公义的，跟这个救恩的头盔有什么区别？这两件兵器。Is that what you mean?
Okay. So yeah, so I think that it draws a difference between people who have received salvation and people who do the right thing, but they don't necessarily have salvation.
Okay, 他的意思大概是说，我不是很明白，就是人呢，这个是真的是得救了，或者是说觉得自己得救了，但是没得救。就是我说个用另外一个我们常用的挂名的基督徒吧，就是 professed, you mean the professed Christian and the real reborn Christian.
Yes, yes, yeah.
他说：“哥利亚有这个所有的这个军装，这些所有的这些兵器。但是大卫发现了他的军装中的一个弱，就是一个可以攻击的地方，一个弱点。因为大卫可以用那个他的用一个小石头，就是击中他的那个前额。”
okay.And so, to me, it simply says if we don't put on the whole